With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The U.S. and Britain struck 36 Houthi sites in Yemen yesterday in a second wave of assaults meant to further destabilize Iran-backed terror groups that have relentlessly attacked American and international interests in the wake of the Israel-Hamas war. In addition to yesterday's strikes, U.S. Central Command says it conducted an additional self-defense strike this morning against a Houthi anti-ship cruise missile. Former Bush foreign policy advisor Dan Senor says there's no doubt that Iran is behind these terror groups, including last week's drone attack that killed three American servicemen.
Tensions are escalating with Iran via their proxies, but make no mistake about it, the proxies aren't really the problem. The problem is Iran. And Iran has activated proxies to wage terror around the world.
Senor was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. More Americans are feeling good about the economy, but it's not helping President Biden. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
There are several signs of an improving U.S. economy, including job gains, higher economic growth, and a rising stock market. But an AP NORC poll finds that adults are only feeling slightly better about the economy, and any improvement has yet to spill over into greater support for the president and his reelection bid. Survey respondents pointed to the high cost of groceries and housing, as well as an ongoing concern about the federal debt. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Chile's president says intense forest fires burning around a densely populated area of the country have caused at least 46 deaths and 1,100 homes have been destroyed, too. In a nationally televised address, President Gabriel Boric warns that the death toll could rise as four large fires burn in the region of Valparaiso. This is SRN News. Americans are worried, they tell pollsters, of a growing sense of unease about the country's future, and many fear 2024 will be the breaking point. But Greg Laurie, the popular pastor and evangelist, has a different perspective.
I'm not worried about it because I know God is in control. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And so I walk into this year with confidence.
He says no matter how bad it gets, those who put their faith in Christ can have peace of mind.
The Bible says when you see these things begin to happen, that is, things that are often frightening and seem unstable, we should look up because our redemption is drawing near. The Bible doesn't say when you see these things begin to happen, freak out. So I would say don't be afraid. Look to God. Trust in Him. He's in control. Nothing is catching him by surprise.
Laurie leads Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California. This is SRN News. A family in Maine has given up a plan to honor veterans with the world's tallest flagpole.
Their lawyer says the Worcester family won't pursue the flagpole project in the town of Columbia Falls in rural down east Maine. At 1,461 feet, the flagpole would have been taller than the Empire State Building, the flag bigger than a football field. It was at the center of a billion-dollar development proposal that included museums and restaurants. But the measure divided the town's 485 residents. One said the giant flagpole would have been like putting the Eiffel Tower in the Maine wilderness. I'm Norman Hall.
Spotify has penned a new multi-year partnership deal with podcaster Joe Rogan, whose enormously popular show will soon be available on competing platforms, including YouTube and Apple Podcasts. The Wall Street Journal estimates the new deal will be worth about $250 million over its multi-year term. This is SRN News.